The independent companies, they were non-union.
They were non-union. Yes, so they did.
So were they trying to stay ahead of the union in terms
well,
of...
Well, what they're trying to say ahead of them, they just, you know, more or less compete and put to give the time off.
Yeah.
And because it was hard on a man to work with no time off.
Right.
You can't, it's hard to stay away from your family all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so what they were doing, it wasn't that they seen it coming anyway.
Right.
And so when the union had a contract, they had to work right up to that contract and that new contract, and then that they'd go take another few days that they had agreed on to sign a contract for.
Yeah.
But these independent companies like Marquette, which I say Marquette wasn't in business at that time, but companies like them, similar to them, they went ahead and jumped on in, and they could do anything they wanted to.
Yeah.
So they just went ahead and went day for day before unions. They went day for day. And then some of them were still working 30 and 15, and some of the men on the boat didn't want to work day for day. They wanted to work 30 and 15. And you got that today. You got that today.
So if you do work 30 and 15, do you make overtime or are you compensated?
No, your daily rate figures out. Just say, for instance, we just start with a, just put a figure out there.
Yeah.
There's no overtime.
Okay.
For us on the boat. You work out, you work per day. So much. They just say they're paying you. We just try to figure it out even. So just say they're going to give you $10 a day.
Yeah.
That's what you're making. All right. And they say you want to work, that's going to be your top.
Right.
$10. All right. Just say you want to work day for day. All right. What they do, they cut that in half. Mm-hmm. You take $5 a day, 30 days you're working, and when you're off 30 days, you get that other $5 a day.
I see.
Now, if you want to work 30 and 15, you work your 30 days, and then they pay you for, what that ends up to be is paying you 10 days a month, 10 days of a payday. If you work, so 30 and 15, say in 15 days you get $7 and a half. Well, just say you get 10 days pay at $10 a day, mm-hmm. and they hold 5 days back at $10 a day. Then you work two 15-day hitches, you get 30 days at $10 a day, and then you get 15 days or
yeah.
at $10 a day.
Say. I see. So not quite overtime, but
it's no well. It's really not over.
Paid by the day.
It's a daily rate.
Yeah.
It's no overtime. Otherwise, if you work 12 hours,
right.
you make your $10.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, at one time, companies had for some of the deck crew if they worked over. Now, somehow, some companies now, like Lure Brothers, now you still work hour. You work with hour over there, uh-huh. and they do work with hour.
Yeah.
And even the pilots, captains, and all Lure Brothers. Now, they did, and I'm sure they still do. Now, you did say if you work over the hour, then your overtime is figured into your daily rate and your time you work.
Yeah.
And then it's compensated that when you take your time off. But at their time, they do keep their time by the hour. But most barge lines, most people work on the river, is strictly, we're going to give you $10 a day. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to give you, you're going to take off 15 days and we're going to give you $10 a day, which averages out to the same thing. So
right. So when did what year or decade did people start going 30 on, 30 off?
What year did they go mostly to that? That was I'm gonna say in the late before 60.
Yeah. Went,
yeah. Because I started out they would see the unions were negotiating all that when it first went 30 on, 15 days off in 1953. That was just sort of coasting along, and the unions kept bargaining for more and more. So let's see. I went to work. I tell you what. I went to work for Mecklen Barge Line in 1958. And we had gone day for day. They had gone, now unions weren't day for day, mm-hmm. but Mecklen Barge Line had gone day for day.
In 58.
Yeah, they had gone 58. The unions are still sitting there on, say, either 22 and a half or 25 or 20, whatever they had agreed to. And then they'd get to 30 days. As
yeah.
their time, as the time approaches, you know, with
yeah.
unions. But Mecklen Barge Line and some of the other, Mecklen Barge Line is a big outfit, it's a good outfit. And but they went day for day in 1958. Mm-hmm. They went day for day. So it was in the 50s.